The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show, back for the second hour. I've been busy during the break. I really have. I've gotten text messages from Lee and Sam and Fred and Bill and Sharon, and I've gotten emails from Big John. And John wanted to know if that call to Dr. Laura launched my radio career. No, I'd already been on the radio for years. That's the last talk show I called was Dr. Laura. She was, you know, I like to tell dumb jokes, and she was soliciting jokes for a show. Didn't accept my joke because it was something that she didn't deal with. So, okay, that's fine. Speaking of jokes, people put stuff on Facebook all the time, and one of my funniest ones this week was, hey, I'm going on a 0.2 kilometer run this week. I'm looking for sponsors to raise awareness for laziness. I thought that was cute, if you get it. Anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Gary Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good. What's up?
I have a question.
Okay.
Striped bass for 2023.
What about it?
Well, it's any changes or improvement?
No changes that I know of.
Okay.
Opening days still May 1st, still 35-inch limit as far as I can see.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll roll with that.
What else are you gonna do? So. I don't know what's going on with the striped bass. I mean, the Young of the Year survey was not that great. You know, people are still, of course, you know, pursuing those fish, but I think I think recently with, you know, the not so good news, some of the people have stopped fishing for them. Some of them have turned away from striped bass a little bit. They're focusing on other types of fish. I'm seeing fish coming in right now, 35 pound, 25 pound. Fish, blue catfish. I mean, it's a big fish, right? People want big fish that are good to eat, so they're turning to different alternative things. People are gonna fish, and if the striped bass aren't accessible, or you know they don't want to pay the fee for a charter boat, you know, because of the economy, well, I can understand that. So they're turning to other things. There's plenty of big fish out there, other than striped bass.
All right, that's all I need to know.
But I mean, hey, enjoy it, buddy. Enjoy the season. I hope you get a big one.
Yeah, me too.
You don't sound that hopeful there, Gary.
Well, I got a lot of little ones last year.
Uh-huh. Got it.
No trophies.
Okay.
No. But you got to keep on trying.
Got it. All right, man, we'll talk soon. Thanks, Gary. All right, there goes Gary. Let's see, anybody else on the line at the moment? Waiting for, oh my gosh, I'm getting covered up with texts here. Let's see. Yep, got it. All right. Aaron, how are we doing, buddy? Anybody on the line right now? Okay, good. Keep them coming. Keep those calls coming, so. Oh, my goodness. I'm seeing a lot of pictures coming in on text. I'm going to have to try and keep track of them. A lot of blue catfish. Ever since I brought it up, I'm getting texts with blue catfish and carp and everything else. So, snakeheads, you name it. People love to catch big fish, no question about it. So, while we're waiting, let me talk about our buddies at Backyard Billy's. You know, we talked about the fireplace insert here that we have, gas fireplace insert that was installed by Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. It's a brand called Enviro, and they make a quality product, and it installed by Backyard Billy's. They helped us find a guy to put the stone in up to the ceiling, you know, and they did the chimney work, everything. And if you have just a hole in the wall with the basic structure intact, consider a gas fireplace insert from a company called Enviro. Now, if you don't like the idea of gas, go with pellet. Enviro makes a great fireplace insert that facilitates the use of wood pellets. They also have freestanding pellet stoves. Great for heat in your home. Great for an alternative source of heat if the power goes out. Great for a primary source of heat, depending on where you put it in the house. The pellet stoves, you fill them with pellets, you let it go. Now, if you prefer wood, and a lot of people do, a company called Regency also makes beautiful wood fireplaces and wood inserts for your hole in the wall there. And all of those are available at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They are the Shore's leading hearth shop, fireplace, grill, and hearth shop. No question about it. So, why not check it out? You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the cold weather. It's going to continue for a while. Tonight's going to be really cold. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, the phone number 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Best thing to do, though, is stop in, talk to Bill, talk to one of the qualified staff members that can walk you through the whole process, give you all the prices, give you all the details. They're super sharp at that. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. Okay, now let's talk to that caller, and then we'll come back to the commercial break. Who do we have there, Aaron? Ricky in Essex. Let's talk to Ricky in Essex. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How about you?
Good, thank you. First time calling.
Well, congratulations. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two questions. First one is about, where do you think is the best of the best salmon come from?
Where do I think the best salmon come from?
Yeah. Where's the best salmon come from? Yes.
Wow. I would say somewhere in the Northwest. Somewhere in the Northwest of the country. Washington, Oregon, Northern California, up in that way. Where do you think the best salmon come from?
My point was Atlanta.
Atlanta?
Atlantic salmon.
Oh, Atlantic salmon? Oh, that's a whole different deal.
My question to you was, what's the best?
Well, I mean, are you talking about salmon fishing or eating?
No, eating. Like, I want to eat salmon, I want to buy. Okay, I go to market, I want to go buy a salmon. What's the best salmon I should buy that I want to cook? What about that? How about?
Okay, well, that's a different question then. All right, if you go to the supermarket to buy a salmon, all right, buy the freshest you can buy. And
yeah,
I
normally go to a place where they sell fresh salmon. Like, it's not frozen, it's fresh. So,
yeah, I get, okay, well, you're asking, people have all different tastes. I don't know what you like. I would suggest you buy the freshest salmon you can get, buy a fillet, and learn how to cook it.
Well, that I already know. I know how to cook it, believe me. I know how to cook.
Okay.
But I'm trying to get the idea from you, since you know so much about outdoors. Where is the best salmon come from?
Well, I would do my best to stay away from farm-raised salmon. How's that? Wild caught.
Okay.
Wild caught. And I'll tell you, there are companies here on the shore that sell wild-caught Alaska salmon, at the farmer's market. So if you want to try that, you can do that too. But I'd stay away from the farm-raised salmon. Go with wild-caught.
Wild-caught, right. That's what I thought. Okay.
So all right.
Now we're on the same page on that. Not we're on the same page. That's
took us a while to get there.
Buying. No, I've been buying that, and I didn't know what you were going to say. Now you put me on the same spot with wild-caught salmon. I've been buying, and I cook very well, and I eat it. I love it. Now, second question. This one is just kind of out of nowhere because this one just came out of
nowhere.
News out of nowhere. Why do you think they're trying to ban fire stoves?
Oh, it's all about good question. That's a very good question.
Yeah, I cannot
fathom.
Fire. I cook fire. I cook everything on fire. So why are they trying to get rid of fire?
You gonna let me answer?
Yeah, sure. I'm gonna shut up now.
Thank you. That's what we do here. We have a dialogue. Okay. The answer is, I don't know. It's somebody's attempt to wean us off of what they believe are fossil fuels. Natural gas, LNG, fracking, all of that. Okay, and turn our entire country into a green country, where everything runs by solar and wind, which is an impossible mission. Impossible.
Yes.
Talk about nuclear, we'll talk.
We are
talk about nuclear,
page.
We'll talk.
Yeah, we're on the same page again.
All right. Appreciate the call, buddy. Thank you.
Oh, that was very good. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Take care. Okay. Rich in Greensboro. How's everything in Greensboro today, buddy? Right up the road.
Oh, it's good. It's not too cold. It's not raining, so that's great.
I bet the wind's blowing.
A little bit. What I wanted to call you about, I wanted to thank you. I never got a chance to thank you. Last year, I had called, and I guess I was the winner of some contest you were running at the time, and you guys sent me a bunch of fishing lures.
Yeah.
And that was really, really, really nice. I got to use a few of them and caught a few fish. I just never got a chance to thank you and call you back and let you know.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Rich. And we want to say thank you to Tackle Box Tim, Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And I will see him on February 4th. They're having a show over there in Moncton at the Fire Hall. And I guess it's Hereford Fire Hall in Moncton, and they're having a fishing show with the Electric Bass Anglers. So Tackle Box Tim will be set up there with his fishing lures, and the Bucks, Bears, Stags people will be there to measure some deer. So we're looking forward to that event. That's February 4th. That's Saturday. So
hey, that's great.
All right.
That'd be great. And thank you. I'll let you guys go. Keep up the good work.
All right, Rich. Thanks. Have a good one.
Yes, sir.
Bye bye. Yes, sir. Lee in Towson. Good morning. Another winner. We got a lot of winners in here. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Hey, Alan. The carp was an incidental catch fishing for, actually, my daughter and I were fishing for a yellow perch.
Right.
I caught that. That was during the COVID when it was, what were you, only supposed to be out fishing when for essential. You know, where you were trying to feed yourself.
Yeah, of course.
Where they were giving everybody a hard time. I didn't make a meal with a carp. But
you didn't? No gefilte fish in your refrigerator?
No, not today, Alan.
No fish cakes.
No,
I'll tell you, they're pretty good. Have you ever eaten them? have you ever eaten carp?
No, I haven't. I have not, Alan. I tried cleaning one time when I was a kid, and it was a bloody mess.
Oh, well.
It was very messy.
Well, the best deal is if you can fillet them and skin them, just just boil them and make fish cakes out of them.
My wife's sitting here next to me. I'll throw that one at her.
Go for it. Yeah. Yeah, but no, I'm telling you, they're delicious. They really are.
Yeah, I caught one.
I caught one out of Liberty. Yeah, they're great. I caught one out of Liberty. And that's when I was living by myself and took it home and cleaned it up and fried it up. And it was very good. They're a little bony, but that's why I say make fish cakes out of them, you know, or stock.
Yeah.
Or make fish stock for fish stew. I mean, they're wonderful.
Okay. All right, I haven't attempted that one yet.
No.
But one reason I called, I sent you that picture of my daughter with her big deer.
Yeah.
That was, she and I were hunting together that day, and, we were both in a two-seater.
Yeah.
We've been hunting together. My daughter and I have been hunting together since, I think her first hunt was, she was 12 years old.
Right.
And I'll tell you, there's nothing better than hunting with a youngster. She's 30 years old now. But
right, right.
Hunting with a kid, you know, through their years of hunting and whatnot, it doesn't get any better than that.
Nope, you're right about that.
Yeah.
Now, what's that shotgun she's using? It looks like a 20-gauge.
That's a Remington 870.
In 20-gauge.
She's shooting the last of the light field slugs that we got. It's pretty interesting that the bullet went completely through and lodged on the skin on the opposite side.
Right.
Just below the shoulder. But
that deer has a huge spike on one side and five on the other side. Did she only see the one side, or did she know what she was shooting?
No, she knew. It was,
all right.
It was a 20-yard shot.
Yeah, I'd have probably done it.
And I don't know if the deer had an injury to cause that spike on one side. I looked at the pedicle where it was coming out, and it looked like it may have had a bore.
It's possible.
Regardless, we were looking at the... probably the 80 pounds of ground venison that we're going to get out of that.
That's right. That's right. You got
antlers were pretty irrelevant. But,
I got that. Yeah. Yep.
So. Yep. 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 So.
All right. Well, don't forget those fish cakes, or make some stock out of it. Make some good fish stew. You'll enjoy it.
All right, Alan. I'll suggest it to the boss lady.
All right, see what she says. She probably won't go for it, but I'll tell you, they're pretty good eating, and no reason to throw them back if you don't have to.
No, I'm looking at the frowns on her face right now.
No, it ain't going to happen then. I can tell you.
We get so much, she makes a really good fish cake with the snake head, so.
Yep,
that's
got it.
That's our fish cake. So
without saying it out loud, what do you think of the new magazine concept?
I think it'll be great.
Good.
You know, the rough fish have become very popular. And, you know, there's a lot of fishermen and fishermen ladies that pursue the, catfish. And, they're so abundant that they're
yep.
good eating. They're
exactly.
And there's quite, you know, there's, I know there's a great market for them. So those couple pictures I sent you, we were targeting rockfish, and they're hitting jigs. Those fish, all the fish I send, you know, any pictures I send you, not caught on, we don't use bait rarely, and they're all jig fish. I've had blue catfish hit topwater lures.
Oh yeah,
on the surface. So there is quite a vast methods of catching them, and then the guys are bow hunting. They're very successful with them.
I saw a clip on Facebook the other day. Somebody had sent it somewhere, and it came up on my feed somewhere. It was blue catfish in a marina or area where there were some boat docks and things like that in southern Maryland.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Unbelievable. There must have been 1,000 blue cats in there, and they all looked to be over a foot long. And they were just in there tearing up the bait fish and so forth. I mean, they are eating machines, and they are probably doing more. Blue cats are probably doing more environmental damage and damage to fisheries than snakeheads ever will.
We catch these out of the Susquehanna, and it just makes you wonder what the heck are they? They're not only game fish, but shad. And other species that they're just what are they doing in the bay with the crabs and all
that? Oh, I know. I mean, they're eating machines, and they're voracious, and they're big. I mean, I got a picture of one from Sam here, 41 pounds. I got another picture of one out of the Susquehanna from Fred, 35 pounds. I mean, come on. They're big.
There's a question. What does the average catfish consume a day?
Exactly.
And the winter time, they're even gorging in the winter, I'm assuming.
Of course. They have to maintain that body weight.
There's no downtime for those things.
Nope. All right, Lee. Hey, we got to move along, buddy. Thank you for the call.
All right.
I'll be in touch. Hey, did you get your tickets?
I have not yet.
Okay. All right. They went out the other day.
All right. Yep.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. All right, whew, we are covered up here. Let's see. Ronald, good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Praise the Lord for you and Miss Robin.
Well, we appreciate that. Thank you, Ronald.
Yes, sir. You just wanted to call and still enjoying the show, Alan. Still enjoying the show.
That's great, buddy. Great.
Sir. Real good, real good.
Been busy this morning.
Y'all got there. Uh-huh.
Been busy this morning.
It's still.
What's that?
I said, I'm still learning a lot from the show there. You know, just by listening to the show.
I learn a lot from our callers. You know that? Still do.
Yeah. I was just listening to them there. Yeah, and everybody
indeed.
There. Yes, sir. You and Miss Robin, y'all have a safe one and a good one then. Y'all
you too, buddy. There. Thanks for the call, Ronald.
You're welcome, Al.
See you now. Bye-bye.
All right.
There goes Ronald. All right, folks, we got to take a little break here. I got to tell you folks about Clyde Sports Shop and the Browning Firearms. Now, look, there's a shotgun, a line of shotguns from Browning. For those of you who like to shoot sporting clays, upland birds, even waterfowl if you like, the over and under line from over and under shotguns from Browning are called Satori, and there's several different models. There's a 725, which is a gorgeous firearm. Perfect blend of beauty and performance. It's got 5 Invector DS choke tubes with it, a ported barrel, a triple trigger system, and Vector Pro lengthened forcing combs. It's available in 12 and 20 gauge. It's also available in a 725 field model. Then there's the CXT, Satori CXT. Same type of features, not the chrome plated, but blued shotgun. It's backboard, of course. It's got the Invector Plus. And this is a gun, if you just want to have a good, solid over and under for upland birds and carry in the field, the CXT is the one to go. If you're really into the minutiae of, sporting clays and shooting sports, take a look at the Satori White Lightning. That is a really, really nice looking gun. It's the White Lightning Satori model from Browning. These are all Browning Satoris, the 3 that I mentioned. They're all available at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Your full-line Browning dealer, 242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website, open 7 days a week. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, and scope mounting, visit Clyde's Sports Shop. Let's see. Who else we got to talk about here? Ah, yes. Let's talk about Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. That's Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. It's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone, Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model, and they furnished the new Firestones for my truck, too. I love them. Truck's quiet. Turning's good. Traction's great. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine, from your backyard to your barnyard, from garden tractors to farm tractors, lawnmowers, wheelbarrows, you name it, they've got the tires. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair, including checking, diagnosing, and repairing your vehicle. When that check engine light comes on, they'll take care of it. 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including me, satisfied for over 30 years. The previously mentioned tackle box Tim was on his way to Ocean City, got a flat tire, called me. He went into Spurrier's, fixed it on his way in 15 minutes. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires, or call Spurrier's Tire Service in Easton at 410-822-7384. Sound like Joe Biden reading the same line twice. Visit their website, spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
The Great American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do, with events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets on sale now at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex Fleet Services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Mm-hmm. Last night I heard this politician talking about his brand new mission. Liked his plan, but it came undone when he got around to goddamn guns. Well, I don't know how he grew up, but it sure wasn't down at the hunting club. 'Cause if it was, he'd understand just a little bit more about the working man. God and guns keep us strong. That's what this country was founded on.
Sing it, Hank, baby. You got it. As long as we have our faith in God and our, you know, our guns, we're good. We're good. So, 410 WCBM 680. We've taken the final entry for the tickets, so we had time to do the random thing on the names. I'm doing that right now, and I'll have names for you here in just a moment. Give me 1 second here to spin the magic wheel. Okay. First winner, Jack Judd. Congratulations, Jack. You'll be getting a couple tickets. I'll be calling you and getting your address. Second winner, give me a second. Hang on. Spin the magic wheel. John Sheehan. Good morning, John. Congratulations to John and Jack. You won the tickets this morning. So we'll be getting in touch with you. All right? That's why you leave your phone number, so I can call and get your address. Appreciate it. Congratulations to our winner. Folks, try again next week. Win the final two pairs of tickets for the Great American Outdoor Show. That's for sure. Getting some emails, too. Eileen just sent me an email about the gefilte fish that I mentioned. Mom made it all the time, whitefish, carp, and shad. She was a great cook. Eileen said she made it once or twice when she got older, delicious with horseradish, and hope Robin gets better soon. Thank you, Eileen. John B., good morning, buddy. Everything's good. Loving the show, busy. Love it when it's busy and folks are really talking about the outdoors. Yep. And Joe, without a joke this morning, said if he recalls, we can thank the state of Virginia for stalking them. They've got some giant blue cats in Virginia, that's for sure. So, and John also wanted to know if Dr. Laura launched my radio career. No, I think I answered that already. 410 WCBM 680. Keep it going. Let's keep talking here. Let's keep talking here. 410 WCBM 680. We'll put your name and number down if you call now, and Aaron can put your name and number down for next week's drawing. How's that? Someone called and asked, what year does a gun become an antique? I'd have to look at that. There is a specific time for that. I think it's a gun made before. Let's talk to Rob in the Outer Banks. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Ellis. How you doing?
Doing well, Rob. How about you?
Pretty good. Usually I fish in the spring, summer, and fall in the Chesapeake. I'm originally from Maryland, but I spend my winters down here in the Outer Banks. But I wanted to ask, I heard that...
Lucky you.
About
lucky you.
Yeah. I'd like to try to stay a little bit warmer than you guys up there, so...
Got it.
So I heard that gentleman call in about salmon. I was wondering if you've ever tried rock salmon.
What is rock salmon?
Well, actually, we catch them down here. Rock salmon is what it's called in England or Great Britain and whatnot.
What do you
and
call it? What do we call it?
The spiny dogfish.
The spiny dogfish. You know what? I think I've eaten it. I'm 99% sure I've eaten spiny dogfish. They catch a ton of them, but I think they're for the pet industry, aren't they?
What do you mean, like an aquarium?
No. I mean they make cat food out of them.
That I don't know. But I caught a whole bunch of them about 2 weeks ago. I caught 11 in about 2.5 hours.
Did you eat them?
No, but I'm going to eat one next time. I caught so many last time. I heard about people eating them last year. The local radio station here has a fishing report, and they started talking about it, and that's where I learned the term rock salmon. So I looked it up on the Internet and found out it's fairly popular over in England, and there's videos on how to clean them up and whatnot.
I see that. I'm looking at it right now. I put it on the search engine. You don't get a big fillet off of them, but they, based on shark, often used as part of a fish and chips dish, one of many species of small shark, including spiny dogfish, starry smoothhound, and roughhound and bull huss, whatever that is. I don't know what a bull huss is, but, yeah.
I think it goes up there in the category of what people like around Chincoteague, you'll get fried skate. You know, mm-hmm. You often see Chincoteague skate, but I've never had that either. So, but the other fish I wanted to try to eat, which is popular down here, is what I call a ribbon fish.
When we were in the Outer Banks year and a half ago, we saw that the only catch coming off the boats there was ribbon fish.
It's popular, and it's also another good thing to eat that up in the Chesapeake area that I haven't heard too many people talk about eating them, but that's another one I'm going to have to try. But I tell you, that's a scary critter to catch when you got them on the line trying to take the hook out.
What, the ribbon fish?
Yeah, with all the teeth, you know, and whatnot.
Yep, you're right.
All right, I'll let you go, and have a great show. Thank you.
Well, I'm envious. Call every now and then to, you know, just jag us a little bit about life in the Outer Banks in the wintertime.
Very well. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Rob. Have a good one. Bye-bye. What year does a gun become antique? That's a good question. I'll have to look that one up, do a little more research. May not be able to get you that answer during the show. So, but it's not that far back. It's not 100 years like you would think. So we'll figure it out. All right, 410 WCBM 680. I like that call, different fish, you know, hearing about different fish. You know, you go out on a party boat out of Delaware Bay or, you know, anywhere on the ocean side, and they don't go out that far, and you catch a dogfish, and most people just toss them back. But they are edible. There's no question about it. They're just not a desirable edible fish. They're not, you know, they're not a sea bass. They're not a tautog. They're not a sea trout or weak fish. They're not a striped bass. They're just a dogfish. I imagine you could probably eat a sea robin if you were hungry enough. But some of the best inshore fish to eat are kingfish. I don't know if you've ever caught a kingfish in the surf, but I will tell you something. Not only do they fight pretty good, but they taste amazing. Kingfish. Anybody that likes to surf fish and catches kingfish, knock yourself out having eaten one of those. They are wonderful. So used to catch them all the time as a kid, fishing Delaware Bay and so forth, and in the Atlantic off the coast of New Jersey. So, yep, good eating kingfish. I'll tell you another fish I like that is not particularly popular and not that accessible, and that is scup. Scup are wonderful. And, catch a boatload of them and enjoy them. Just a great fish to eat. So a lot of good fish out there, folks. A lot of good fish. I've eaten many of them and a lot of them, and from all over the East Coast here, I've eaten a lot of different fish. Cobia is absolutely spectacular. Grouper is wonderful, wild caught grouper, especially if you drag it up yourself. Wonderful fish, you know. And I've eaten snapper and all that stuff from Florida and enjoyed it. Let's see. So there we go. Any callers? 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Let me tell you one more time about Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. So you went all deer season, and, you know, you went out to the rifle counties there in Frederick and Carroll and Allegheny and Garrett. You went to the Eastern Shore and Lower Shore from, You went to Cecil County, you went to Dorchester County, and you're carrying that old rifle and you're not sure, well, get yourself a new X-Bolt from Clyde's Sports Shop, a Browning X-Bolt, extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting, perfection, get the scope mounted. Well, this firearm, the X-Bolt bolt action, high-powered rifle, comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's got an adjustable feather trigger and a detachable rotary magazine. I have the predecessor to the X-Bolt, the A-Bolt Browning, and I will tell you, one of the most accurate firearms I've ever shot in 300 Winchester Magnum. And I've taken deer and a bear with it, and I'm just so happy to have that firearm in my gun safe. So there you go. Now, the X-Bolt is one. And it comes in all different characteristics and calibers and everything else, all kinds of different camo models and so forth. So that's one that you might want to take a look at. The other shotgun, another shotgun that I want to tell you about, is the A5. It's been around for a long time. A lot of people love the A5. Browning reintroduced it a few years ago. It's the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. It comes in Mossy Oak Shadow Blade, Shadow Grass Blade Camo with a fiber optic front sight. It's got the traditional humpback receiver, just like the old days. Ergonomically balanced, recoil operated kinematic drive reduces recoil. It's an autoloader shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5-year guarantee available. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Your full-line Browning dealer, 410-242-6108. Clydesfishinggear.com is the website, and you can stop by. Firearms, licenses, ammunition, scope mounting at Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back after this.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex, just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range, is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new.
All right, let's continue on here. We've got a few minutes for another caller, if you like. And Aaron, you got my message about adding people to the list for next week's drawing, correct? Okay, good. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So I'm getting a couple of emails and text about this antique gun. Prior to 1898 is an antique gun. So I'm not sure that applies to the carry permit. I'm not sure what that is. I think Mike from Bel Air Gun Shop told us what it was, that you don't need a permit to carry a gun manufactured before, I think it was 1960 or something like that. But I'll have to check back with him or, you know, find out a little more detail. So let's see what happens. 410. Who is it? Rudy. Good morning, Rudy.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It's been a long time since I've seen you. How you doing?
I know. It's been a couple days anyway.
A whole, like, maybe 48 hours?
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Enjoyed the coffee. And hey, thanks for the treat, by the way.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Very welcome.
Yes, indeed. Did you put your retirement papers in?
Yeah, about 12 years ago.
No, I meant from the Department of Redundancy Department.
Oh, gotcha. I should probably do that, yes.
What's on your mind, buddy?
You were talking about kingfish.
And, yes.
I do agree that the northern kingfish is absolutely delicious. Have you ever had the chance to try southern kingfish?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. I caught a few several years ago. I fished occasionally on the causeway between the Hooper's Islands down there, just surf fish sort of.
Okay.
And maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I caught half a dozen. They're not big. They resemble a croaker. In fact, I wasn't sure what they were at first.
Okay.
They resemble a croaker. And if you like spot, you'll like southern kingfish.
I like spot.
Okay.
I like just about anything, you know.
I've never had a good way to cook spot. It's always been kind of soft and mushy to me.
Yeah.
And the kingfish, the southern kingfish was the same way. It was very soft-fleshed. They weren't large, maybe 12 inches.
Right.
But they were fun to catch for 1 year. For some reason, they were there.
They were there. Yeah. I don't remember the northern kingfish as being a soft fleshed fish.
No, it's very firm and very good. I agree with you there. But
yes,
I thought kingfish, it's got to be good, and I didn't think it was all that great personally.
What's the common name for scup?
Porgy.
Porgy.
Yep.
That's right. Porgy. Fished for porgy with Gary Diamond. In Delaware Bay.
Okay.
Yep, I sure did. And we loaded the cooler to the point my second wife Kathy was with me that day, and we were bringing doubles in all the time, you know, and to the point where I took the second hook off. And we were only keeping the biggest ones. Uh-huh. And Gary got excited. Why are you throwing those back? I said, because we're not going to use that many of them. I guess he took a cooler of 50 or 60 porgies home with him. Wow. We caught some. Another good fish, chicken of the sea, is the blowfish. Have you ever eaten blowfish?
Birdfish? You mean puffers?
Puffers, yeah, blowfish. Yes. Puffers.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, I have.
They're wonderful.
Yes, they were. Back in the, I'm dating myself, back in the 60s in Barnegat Bay, New Jersey, they were very abundant. Really.
Yep.
Not fun to catch, and very, very easy to clean, too.
Yes, you just cut them around the, well, you cut them right behind the dorsal fin and peel everything off except that little drumstick in the back, right?
Yep, mm-hmm. And boneless except for their backbone.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
I'm getting hungry.
Chicken of the sea. That was the original chicken of the sea. You got something with a tail on it, looks like a drumstick.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. So, yeah, we used to catch them in Delaware Bay. We went out and put, I think four or five of us put like 70 fish in the bag. Weak fish, bluefish, porgy, puffer, and I can't remember what else.
That's great. I've got kind of a variety. I love that stuff.
Oh, I love it. Yep. And took them all home, cleaned them all up, and had, you know, fish in the freezer and had a big meal of fish, and it was wonderful.
That sure was, I'm sure.
Yep. So.
Well, Debbie says hello to you.
Hello, Debbie. Yes, indeed. So, all right, Rudy, thank you. Enjoyed coffee. We've got to do it more often now, buddy.
Yes, we should.
All right. You do, too. Take care. See you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Love to hear from Rudy. And that brings us almost to the end of the show. Aaron, did we forget anybody as far as our sponsors are concerned? I think we got everybody, which is amazing. So, anyway, folks, look forward to next week and giving away the final set of tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show, February 4th through the 11th at the Harrisburg Farm Show Arena. And if you've heard the commercial, so, pardon me, why don't you play that commercial one more time there, Aaron, the one from the second hour, if you would. Just play it and take your time. There we go. So, but stay in touch with us, folks. Stay in touch with us on Facebook, Maryland Hunting Quarterly, Bucks, Bears, Stags, Maryland Loves Crabs, Outdoorsman Radio Show, Alan Ellis. Everybody has a Facebook page, and as I mentioned, Bucks, Bears, Stags will be measuring at the Electric Bass Anglers Fishing Show coming up on February 4th. Starts, I think, 8:30 in the morning at the Fire Hall there in Hereford in Moncton, Maryland. So enjoy that. We'll be promoting it more as we go along. So here we go. Let's see.
American Outdoor Show is the world's largest outdoor sports show. February 4th through the 12th in Harrisburg. 1,000 exhibitors and manufacturers. More than 200 expert demos and seminars. 400 hunting and fishing outfitters. Tons to see and do. With events and entertainment for the whole family. It's 650,000 square feet of hunting, fishing, and everything outdoors. Tickets.